views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back with you here today, and I want to welcome all new listeners. If you're new to the show, we want to welcome you to the listening family. Wow, we've had quite the month. We've been doing the series on the energies of September 2015, and today is the last day of that because we have that fourth blood moon coming up on 27th, 28th, depending on where you live, what day that starts. Now, quickly, before we get into this, we are going to be working with the angel guidance for where we are and what we're feeling, what we're shifting, what we're, you know, feeling overwhelmed with, things like that. So you are welcome to call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. We're also going to be working with the energy and the healing of this with the angels today. It's an angel healing power hour, really. And we're also going to work with how we can just release all those things we're having a hard time with. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of vision. It's been quite the active week with the information the angels have been bringing. And each week I've been doing that, I've just been in a state of listening, tuning in, a lot of meditating. And it's dynamic. It's absolutely dynamic what I've been experiencing. Now, for those that would like to learn a little bit more about what I'm about, my website is jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have weekly newsletter that comes out on Wednesdays that has all the upcoming show listings and different events and workshops and things that I'm doing. And then I also have a nice selection of free guided meditations that you can download. And we're going to be adding more to that. And if you've been over to the website before, don't be surprised, because for over the next few weeks, we're doing a lot of major upgrades over there and changing. It's already changed over, but we're still fine-tuning that. So please don't hesitate to let us know if you see something that needs fixing. I wanted to mention that to make sure you knew that. But we have a power-packed show here, so it's going to go fast, but All morning, I don't even know where this energy comes from. If you have been experiencing a feeling of feeling restless at night or you can't get to sleep, you know, that's very common with the energy where it is right now. If you're hearing high-pitched frequencies, they may be a little louder. I've been hearing them quite a bit today, even more so. Some of the images that are starting to pop up, you know, I'm seeing different shapes, different things. For some of you that have never really felt like you were connected at all, you may be starting to see the flashes or something out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, no, what was that? And you're second guessing that. I've been having, people have been telling me that a lot. I've been hearing about what's going on with the children. If you have children that are having some things going on at night and they seem to be highly sensitive or connected or struggle with the dreams and things like that, yes, it's really activating in a lot of areas. This is nothing to be afraid of. One of the biggest things that I want to put out there is the more that I've been diving into what do you want me to share with everyone on the next radio show or episode, what do you want me to tell them? Because everybody doesn't know what's going to happen next. And that's the biggest fear, I think, that's out there, that is really an illusion that we're creating within ourselves, worrying about what we don't know is going to happen, or the what ifs, and listening to all the fear. I mean, first things first, we want to just, you know, there's choices here, and you don't have to focus on that. If you have a tendency to focus on that, that might feel a little escalated right now. My intention is to give you an option than that, okay? An option for positive change. And I've been testing this out with my own life and different things, because, I mean, everybody has had all this stuff popping up. We're in that retrograde, okay? We're in that retrograde that's until October 9th, so it's helping you reflect. It's helping you go through the Mercury again, so don't look at that negatively. It gives you an opportunity to review some choices you made and where you could maybe change it up and do a little bit better, or another option might work better for you. So look at it that way and make the most of that energy. It's a great... We have that happen several times a year. Use it that way. The blood moon, before I forget, if you want to experience that, or you're in an area where you can see that, you'll have to look and see what your time zone is. But I did check that out, because I'm planning on really hanging out with that energy. I really am. I'm already feeling it like crazy. I've got energy that seems unlimited recently, within the last couple of weeks. It's coming out of nowhere. I love it. I love it. And so I'm riding this thing, and I am going to make the most of it in every way I possibly can, and just dive into whatever needs to change and fall away. I'm going to work with you on that today with what the angels have shown me. I've witnessed it. I've experienced it. And what I'm here to tell you and share with you, and it's up to you whether you want to give this a shot or not. Now, if you want to see the actual blood moon, it is going to begin on the 27th, if you're in the Eastern time zone, that September 27th, I believe that's Sunday, at 9:07 p.m. Eastern. And it will begin at 9:07 Eastern and end at 11:23 Eastern time. So you'll have to check where you are on the globe there to see what you'll be able to see or not see. But I'm planning on hanging out. I really am. So I have been doing that on several of these moons that we have. This is the fourth blood moon that we have had this year. And this one is that final one. And this is the one that's got all the big, you know, drama and speculation around it. And honestly, the biggest thing that I have discovered is embrace it for the change it's bringing. And honestly, I just don't feel the fear after the angels helped me in the last week, you know, with all the things that were popping up and all the things that are happening out there. Yes, you're going to see people that are not going to be on board with this, or they're just going to think, nah, you know, and they're going to stay. We're going to talk about that today, because it's very important that you not be held back if you're ready to move forward. I'm here to help the people that are ready to move forward. Bottom line, if you're not ready, you don't have to choose it. But if you are ready, that's what we're talking about today. How can you move forward, even though there's people around you that aren't about this, or they think it's ridiculous, or they want to stay? You can still do that. And that's the biggest struggle that I think we have sometimes with people that are close to us. If they're not all about it and you are, how do you keep from suffocating in that? We're going to talk about that as well. I had some incredible visions that I will share with you as well. And I will begin with that when we come back from break. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. But this is a full hour that's going to move fast, and I want to put a lot of information out there for you, because I want to help you prepare to make the absolute most of this unique experience with the energy that we have right now in a very positive way. The joy that has filled my heart in areas that I had to struggle with staying positive with. I mean, everybody feels that, okay? I don't want you to think that it's just that easy for me or any other teacher that's out there. I teach you what I'm learning, and that is all the time, because I want it to just flow straight through. I want it to be coming as a pure channel, what they share with me. Okay, let's go. I have gotten to a point where I trust that, and I'm completely sharing that with you as an open book. So when we come back, I'm going to share the vision that they gave me this week and how that came about and how you can make the most of this with the Angels Guidance for Healing during the September 2015 major frequency shift. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Flying, and I'm blue.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us, our focus today is we've been doing a series through the month of September on the energies and the frequency shift. This is our final episode on that because we have the blood moon coming up with that eclipse, and it's the fourth big changes coming with energy. And we're focusing on how to make the most of that with angel guidance. We've been doing that weekly with guidance from the angels because there's so much going on, and we broke it down week by week to help you with the parts that might feel a little tough or overwhelming. Now, they gave me another vision this week, and this vision in particular was very, very clear. And it was about when you're ready to move forward, but maybe others around you are not. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe you just feel like something's holding you back, or you need to stay with them because something's not right. I want to explain that to you, and it's very important. And this came from the angels a couple of days ago. I had to write it down, and they completely showed me this vision. The vision was, I'm on the top of a high-rise building, and this is not a dream. This was an awake vision. I was on the top of a high-rise building on the roof, and another person was, you know how you'll see it in movies a lot. You have people hanging on the edge like they're falling off, and you're going to reach down and save them. Okay. So there's a person hanging off the edge by the fingertips. Okay. And you're on the top of the roof. The difference with this scenario was I was holding on to that person, wanting to help them and lift them. But I'm still rising up. I'm still floating and going up. The analogy was, okay, what this meant was you want to continue to ascend and raise your frequency. We help others, but we don't want it to hold us back or keep us tied there. Now, you've heard this in a different way before. This is a very important thing to remember right now. They really wanted me to mention this. If you're in a place where you can continue to rise while helping someone else, then there you go. You're in a place where you can do that. If you're in a place where you're still working on this yourself, and when you try to help someone else that's not ready, it's holding you back or stopping your growth. And this is going to sound a little weird, but you're going to have to let go of that. And your first thing you got in your head is, oh, no, they're going to fall. They're going to be, you know. What the angel specifically told me in that moment was, we are going to catch them and we will find another route for them to grow. Because when we are not 100% in a good place to do that and hold that strength and it drains us, we're not doing anybody any good. We're just sinking with it. We're not going anywhere either, so nobody's going anywhere. This is very important. It's similar to what you see with, you know, airplanes. You have to put the mask on the on you first before you put it on your child. It's very similar to that. We work with energy and energy healing when we are giving it from within us. We can only give what we have within us. If it's not there, you're not giving them anything to help them grow anyway. We live by example. So when you bring that focus to where you are and you make sure you're ascending and respect the choices of another that may or may not want to join you, that's where you are with that. That's the way to go. Now, that's not very easy when it's someone you love very much. And so now we go through this emotional struggle of, I don't want to lose that person. I don't want to let go. I don't want us to separate. I don't want it to fall apart like that. I have learned that the hard way, I'll be honest with you, I have learned it the hard way that as soon as I let go of trying to hold that person up or trying to help them with all the passion in my heart that I had, that was when I led by example. And they found their way on their own. It may not have been the way I thought or the way that I approached it or found my way, but they will find another way that's right for them. So it's releasing control of how they get there, because we all have the opportunity. That's a big one. I know that's a big one, but they gave me that very specifically to give to you today. Now, if you are in a place, and this is for the people that are really ready to make these changes. If you're listening to this and you're not ready, then you're not ready. You don't have to do this. We just happen to be in a very unique time where we can make a lot of advancement in a very short amount of time. We can make major, major changes. If you don't want to, it's not like you'll never get another opportunity. This is just a window of opportunity that's really amazing. There's going to be people that want this in your life, and then there's going to be people that don't. And we have to let go and respect what their choices are. That'll probably be the biggest one that you'll feel emotionally. The other part of this is the one thing that's going to be big with this. Full moons they've been strong anyway. If you haven't been feeling them, I just can't imagine not. But this one in particular is even stronger. We're hitting that peak here, okay? And then it's going to start going down the other side of that mountain, so to speak. But opening your heart. And that one's kind of tough if you've gone through a lot of pain and you closed it down. But the open heart is the way to go. You're going to feel it all. I'm not going to tell you you're not. You're going to feel all the emotions. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of the emotions that you try to stuff away and hide. If anger is there, listen to it. You don't want it to be hurting another, but it's part of who you are. It's acknowledging, okay, that's in me. I have to let that go. If we can just go there and kind of walk through that, so to speak, walk through those uncomfortable places when we open our heart, it is going to help flush it out and finally release it so you can bring some amazing things into your life in a big way. Energetically, you might be feeling these shifts. You have already probably felt like you need to make some changes or you need to do this or you need to do that. Or maybe things are feeling outdated, and this is your opportunity right now. If you haven't let go and you know you need to, now's the time. Now's the time to let go. We're going to work with how to let that go I'm going to walk you through that in one of the segments here coming up about how to walk through that to really do some power pack releasing. Now, it's a strong style of releasing. I mean, when you release a lot, that can be overwhelming too. You might even feel a little bit of grief. But if you want the new things to come in, you've got to make some room for it. You just have to. You can't fill a full closet. You have to make room. We also have to make sure that if we feel like we're not sure what to let go of, I don't want you to stress about that. I want to address that as well, because I know that that's a frustration out there. If you're like, I know I need to release something, but I don't know what it is. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're not a lost cause or anything like that. You do have a Mercury retrograde here, and you can wait till after October 9th to make some final major decisions. If there's major decisions to make, major big ones, you might want to wait till after that if you're just not sure. Contracts, things like that, major commitments. It's okay to wait because you're in the review process to just give it time to show itself what was going to be clear to you. Because when you go through this frequency shift, you might feel very, very different in a week from the way you feel right now. So keep that in mind for great big decisions. But if you know about something that really needs to go, let it go. Move on. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to explore something you've always wanted to learn. This is a time of a new world. Now, there's a lot of things going on out there that are saying, oh, it's the end of everything. Honestly, for me personally, I feel like it's the end of the way we were living, and it's going to change, and we're going to have a new way of living here. I don't think it's going to be, you know, like it's, I just don't think that. I'm not afraid of any of that. I just, I'm sharing what's coming from my heart. And to have a completely open heart, even though you could feel pain, is the bravest thing you can do for yourself and one of the biggest healing things you could do. So keep that in mind. We're going to take a short, boy, these breaks come fast. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to walk you through how we're going to spin off some of that energy we can release. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the September frequency shift, and this is the final right before the big blood moon eclipse, and we're making the most of angel guidance for this time, this great change in humanity. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back, and happy is the vibe we want, because that's going to raise your frequency. So I am full of it right now. I really am. If you're not feeling it, I don't know how you couldn't be feeling it. But for the last couple of weeks, it has been a major shift that I have felt with this energy and this frequency. I've been spending time every day with this. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about this major frequency shift here at the end of September now. We've been going through it, feeling it revving up. Now, I want to walk you through something the angels took me through this week. I've done it twice now, and the first time was miraculous, no kidding. And then it's like, I can't wait to do it again. this is something I want to share with you, something very new that they gave me. I'm sure it's not the first time. Other people haven't heard of it or whatever, but this is how they brought it to me. I walk my dog every day, Emmy, right? We walk every day, and she doesn't run, but all of a sudden she's got to run. So now we're running, and we don't really run like that. So I'm thinking we're running. It started shifting it. Well, then I get back to the house, and I think, I didn't get enough of that. It was weird. So I go in, I get on the treadmill. Now, I do jog here and there, but it's just not, I'm not an avid do-it-every-day person. Well, I can't not do it. I'm on this treadmill, and they take me what I would call an active meditation. So this is an active meditation. You're running, walking, doing an activity while this happens. That's the way this came in. You don't have to just sit and be quiet. And I love this because a lot of people feel like they can't do this because they can't just sit and be still. This was incredible. First of all, Metatron came in very strong, Archangel Metatron, with Michael. And they said, we're going to shake this thing up. We are going to vibrate this, whatever has to go away right off. And this included whether it was a person, a situation, an emotion, a belief, a thought, whatever that might be. Now, Metatron's very active in this frequency shift, and he brings in the Merkaba cube, and that is this, you know, with if you took two triangles and they you put them together in two different ways, you have all those points, like 6 points. And everybody has this, and it's like a travel vehicle, really, and you go inside of it. Well, then they changed it up even more, and it combined with a meditative, beautiful diamond, and that, you know, we talk about our shields, our protective bubbles, however you might call that. This was a diamond, and it was flexible. And they said, we want to use diamond energy because it is very strong, and the diamond can cut any cord. I went, ooh, I like it. Inside, you know, you have that violet flame or that beautiful glowing flame, and I just couldn't wait to get inside of it. Now, I'm jogging through this, and my mind is not even, I felt like I left my body right on the treadmill here. So follow me with this. And when you go into this thing, they just guided me right in, and it started to turn counterclockwise. And as it rotated, the spin increased, and I could feel everything releasing off that needed to release off for me. I mean, I do this regularly, but this went deeper. It was like the deepest clean I have ever felt in my life. It was incredible. I want to share that with you. It's not like I just kept that for myself. I'm sharing this with you because my energy since that first time I did this, and I was only doing this for 20 minutes. And as it came through, it kept spinning faster and faster. And it was casting off. I could just see it. Almost like a tornado casting things off. You know, remember that scene in Wizard of Oz, and all the things that needed to go away from me, out of my life, were going. It was just flying off. And it was not frightening me. I was so, I felt like I was just completely lost and mesmerized in amazement. And my body felt lighter and lighter and lighter. Things were happening that I couldn't do before in a very miraculous way, literally. I mean, it felt like a walk on water type of thing. I was like, whoa, this is available to all of us, not just me sharing some incredible story here. It was incredible to me. Every single time is. And the happiness and the joy that filled me after it released and cut and removed with that counterclockwise spin, it removed all of these things. It stopped. There was a moment of silence. I'm still running here. It kind of brought me back to my senses for a minute because all of a sudden I was back. Then it slowly started to rotate clockwise. And it was bringing in the most incredible energy through my crown chakra and just started to flow in through every part of my being. Everybody, my mental, my soul, my emotions, I could feel my heart opening up. I could feel all the fear or the what ifs if I had any in there, and everybody does a little bit. But I did. It was incredible. I could not feel them anymore after that. Even if I tried to feel them, I couldn't feel them. That was the best part. The freedom I felt with that, I was amazed. And things have popped up in life, as they always do, that normally would take me down that path. And it never did. It didn't take me there. I still felt the joy and the peace. It didn't take it away. And I could not wait till this episode to share that with you, because it is real. And you can only take my word for it, I know. But you know what? I'm still going to shout it to the mountaintops, because it was one of the most beautiful things I've experienced. And this has been my life's work for years, but this was something beyond anything I've ever felt. It was that different. It was that incredible. And Metatron is really ready to take you in your travel vehicle to the next dimension, to the next level of ascension, to a higher consciousness that humanity can be. And that's right here on Earth. It's not taking you away. It's taking you to a better you. It's showing you the way and opening the doors for something brand new that you'll believe you're worthy for. You'll believe. You'll just know like you never knew before. And all that fear and what if or worry that you used to have about something is just gone. I highly encourage you. Actually, you could probably just sit and do it. I don't know. For me, they showed it to me in an active meditation. I've done it twice now, and each time it was better than the last. And I'm going to do it this afternoon again, and I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I'm sharing it with you so you can take this information and utilize it. You don't have to just sit. If you're driving, I mean, just do whatever. Do what you can do with it. But know that you can spin off very quickly things that have just been piling up. It felt like it was magical, where if you had a garage filled to the brim, and that looked like a weekend job plus, it was like it wiped it all clean, boom, like that. And you can be caught up and right on board, where you can soar into a higher frequency and just really feel this joy. If you haven't felt joy in your heart, or you've been afraid to open your heart to feel joy, you can. And, you know, sometimes we say, oh, we had a good day, and it goes up and down. And as soon as something happens, oh, you know, no, this was different. This is different. And that's what I want to share with you. So ask Archangel Metatron to bring it to you at the speed and pace that's right for you in where you are, because this is a very powerful type of releasement. It's pretty strong. I mean, it is like a tornado coming in and doing it. I want you to know that. So if you don't feel like that's the right pace for you, ask for the angels to guide you gently through it at the speed that would be right for where you are right now. And that's going to be the most productive way for you to do it. Absolutely. And it feels like I just came back on the air and it's break time again. My gosh, it's speeding up. I'm telling you, time is speeding up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about this incredible frequency shift for September 2015 and ways that the angels are guiding us through it. We are going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Bonum Selecta. broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back on the round the way.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're in our last segment of the show, and to wrap it up, let's just go through a couple of pointers here that you want to keep in mind as we go through this shift to make the most of it, because every one of you are going to benefit, whether you know it or not, you're going to benefit in some way. If you choose to absolutely refuse it, you can. But honestly, I really believe that everyone's going to find some way to benefit from this. I really believe in you. Now, first of all, when we talked about the open heart, if your intuition or psychic abilities or things like that with that connection are starting to open up for you, don't overanalyze it. Just go with it. Because if you're opening your heart, beautiful things can come in. And as things are releasing, things are coming in to fill that empty space and for healing. Okay, that's a big one. We're going to be using our heart much more with this consciousness level than mental thinking or choices. And now, number two, we want to protect our thoughts. If they're going down the scary, fear, negative path, stop right there and choose a positive thought, even if it has to change the subject. Keep yourself in as, keep the thoughts as positive as you possibly can. Don't beat yourself up if they're going up and down. Just really put some effort into taking it to a higher, better place, because the energy attaches to that higher frequency of a positive thought right now. So you want to try to stay closer to that frequency. It'll be easier on you, much easier than if you're further away from it. And another thing is recharging yourself. This is where you really want to listen and let the angels guide you at the pace that's right for you. Just like I was saying with that Merkaba active meditation with the diamond and the violet flame, use it at the pace that's right for you. Now, it was going pretty quick for me. It was pretty, like, within 20 minutes. I don't think I was the same person anymore. That might be too much for somebody. Or you might want to go faster than that. Allow it to guide you with that. You don't have to go the same pace as everybody else. You're going to get much more from it. You're going to move forward much easier and more smoothly and actually swifter if you listen to that. Your guardian angel will protect you. Michael will protect you. Please ask them for that. And last but not least, we are in a time to heal. The things you're looking to let go of are the things that won't stop nagging at you. Which issues, which situations, whatever it might be. It might even be your own self-destructive thinking. What is nagging at you that needs to go away? What is bugging you? That's what you're looking for to release. And that is how you'll bring about the most productive healing. Be honest with yourself. Don't deny yourself. Every one of you are so worthy of a better life, abundance in all areas, including health, wealth, happiness, joy, you name it, all of it. Every one of you, it's your birthright. So claim it, embrace it, and have gratitude that we're having an incredible opportunity like this. I'm in a celebration mode, and I want to say thank you for listening and being with me today, because I wanted you to celebrate this with me and ride this incredible energy into a place of positive change for your life. Things are changing. You may as well choose them to be positive. They will be positive if that's what you choose. And it's not ignoring reality. It's how we're going to respond or react less to what's going on around us. We'll be able to help make changes in the world in such a better way. Remember, when you're trying to help another, if they're not going, don't let it hold you back. You want to keep rising. If you find you're getting drained and you're not rising up, you're not continuing forward, it might be that you need to let go so someone else can come in. And maybe you need to let go so someone else really can come in, and leave that with the divine and the angels to help that person. Because maybe if you move out of the way, it'll be more productive. Look at it that way. Sometimes we feel like we have to control it all, and we don't. So I want to say to every one of you, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for listening here with me on the show today and through all of the shows and being with us all these years. I want you to make the most of this incredible time and change. I also wanted to let you know, on the night of the blood moon, I'm going to have my Twitter open. My Twitter account is at Jen Royster Show, JennRoyster Show. And I'm going to be hanging out. If you want to tweet with me on that, you can hashtag Jen Royster Show to get into the conversation. Let's enjoy this incredible energy together. So I will have that with me if you want to join in. Remember that if you have any kind of questions, if you want to download free guided meditations, they're over at the website at jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. I have several over there that are wonderful. We have the weekly newsletter that you can sign up for. And we send it out once a week. We don't send out a lot, but we send it out on Wednesdays, and it has everything in there that we're doing, what shows are coming up, archives, links, workshops, you name it. I want to be here, and I want you to be in a place of joy, feeling the joy that I have felt. And I'm going to continue with the meditations as we go through, because we're not going to stop changing just because the full moon happens here in a couple of days. We're going to keep evolving. This is just a monumental point of a lot of movement forward very quickly. And we're going to keep evolving. We're going to keep making this world a better place. And when we work within ourselves at our heart, and we make sure we're in a good place, We have been a huge catalyst for change in making the world a better place. Please remember that. That is not self-centeredness. That is actually where you need to go to make the difference. With that, I wish you all much love. I send you as much energy and joy from my heart as I can possibly do right now. And I wish everyone a beautiful experience with the frequency shift. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.